In July of this year, a Cork office from the Peter McVeary Trust was opened, and they're doing a lot of work across the county delivering social housing and regeneration of derelict buildings. And I'm delighted to be joined on the air by CEO of the Peter McVeary Trust, Pat Doyle. Good afternoon, Pat. How are you?
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners.
First of all, I wasn't aware you even had an office in Cork at this stage, but tell us a little bit, first of all, the kind of work that the Peter McVeary Trust is doing.
Well, the Peter McVeary Trust is about 40 years old now. It was founded by Father Peter McVeary. Most people in Ireland would know him now. Freeman of Dublin City, up there, you know, with people like Mother Teresa and, you know, Nelson Mandela, who got the Freeman of the City. Mm-hmm. Also had one People of the Year in Ireland, so for his tireless work of working with the homeless. He trained as a Jesuit priest, should have worked in their secondary schools, was training in Belvedere in Dublin, and noticed that the kids outside of Belvedere were poor and on the streets, and started to work with kids in the 70s, and then opened hostels, and then opened adult hostels and detoxes. And so now we have kind of five key areas of work. We work with homeless kids, kids who are in care. Most people don't remember, we still do that. So
yeah,
we work with two sort of kids in care. We work with homeless people. We're the largest provider of homeless services in Dublin and Kildare, for example. And then we have two national drug treatment programs, a stabilisation service and a drug detox service. And we've had people from Cork in up and in on them. And then nationally then we run housing, deliver housing, in line with government guidelines for homeless people. So we've been doing that across the country now. We're in 28 counties now at the moment, I think it is. And 23 counties.
Yeah.
23 counties. And we're doing a lot in Cork and Kerry. And so we opened the regional office in July of this year, and we asked the Taoiseach to open it for us. So we're really, really delighted to have a permanent presence in Cork now. And the first thing we did was got one of our Cork staff in Dublin to transfer back down.
Right.
We have a local presence in the office as well, and we're just after building up the team there over the last few weeks. So we're in North Main Street, if anybody's around in Cork City, to pop in. But we're providing housing right across Cork City, Yall, Middleton, Fermoy, Bantry, Carrigaline.
And I suppose, Pat, really, it is still one of the headline issues of today is homelessness in Ireland and the lack of accommodation for homeless people.
It is. I remember saying to Enda Kenny years ago when they were really tight and won the elections, I said, you know, nobody wants to see their 89-year-old mother on a trolley in a hospital. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to see a young family on the streets. So, like, homelessness and health have been dominating the elections for the last, you know, as long as I can remember now, but definitely the last 11 or 12 years.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And I, you know, the welcome we got in Cork was phenomenal from people, just delighted to see us here and to bring our little bit to the table. You know, there's other people doing good work in Cork. It's not just about us, but we're going to work in partnership now with the local authority, Cork City Council, Cork County Council, and anybody who'll work with us. So the last radio interview I did in Cork, I got phone calls the next day saying, I have a property, will you bring it back? And
you know, really, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, so I was delighted, you know. And I don't know what your listeners are aware of, but we recently went into Cove. We went into Yall very recently. I actually was down there my holidays in the summer. I didn't tell my wife that I was looking at these units.
Right, right.
We've just taken 11 units in Yall, and they're a good example for your listeners because they were idle since 2008.
Yeah, and that's it. Like, and it is extraordinary the amount of idle apartments and units and houses that are around the country, isn't it?
It is, it is. But we had 11 there right on the quayfront, you know, where the old harbour is there.
Yeah.
And they were empty since 2011, and in partnership with Cork County Council, they asked us to go in. We got them renovated and did them up, and we've given the keys to the door now to 11 householders.
Yeah, that's absolutely brilliant. I mean,
we also have another 5 units pepper potted across Yall as well. But we're not only in Yall; we're, you know, all the way down to Bantry.
Yeah.
And back across to Cove, and you know, from I think the first units we got in Cork was in Fermoy last year.
And tell me, like, you're on the coal face all the time. What is it that the government are getting wrong that they can't sort this problem out once and for all?
Well, I think what's happened is a number of domino effects. And anybody, I know you have a psychotherapist on the programme.
Yeah.
they'll understand what I'm saying here. There's been a number of things that have come together now that that have kind of created the perfect storm. Government policy changed in the early noughties from moving away from local authorities building to this from this idea that the market would provide, you know, that the market would have the solution. You know what I mean? They moved away from this in the noughties, so early noughties. So they stopped building, they stopped training their staff, you know, their teams moved on. They were leaving it to the private market. There was a boom then. We were the fastest growing in Europe, and then it all collapsed.
You know? Yeah.
And when it collapsed, then the banks collapsed. So not only had the market wasn't going to deliver anymore, the local authorities didn't have the capacity then, and they didn't have the resources to deliver then. So all of that happened at the same time, you know, and we were a good 10 years trying to get out of that then. But I also chaired the Irish Council for Social Housing, which is the represented body. The Irish Council represents all the approved housing bodies. And since about 2015, we were building up our numbers again and beginning to deliver for citizens and beginning to grow our targets every year, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 returns. And then COVID hit. That's all slowed down again now.
Yeah.
Up again. So we have 18 units coming online, for example, next week in Dublin. And those units should have been through in January, but COVID slowed them all down. So government relying and overly relying on the market and outside sources was the main issue. And now we need to get back to a mix. You know, there's a role for the private market, but there's also a role for government, and there's a role for approved housing bodies like ourselves.
And really, it is up to the government. I know they have a target set of 90,000 new social housing units, but that's going to take quite a while to deliver, especially as the workers aren't there for starters. But the targets are admirable and all that. But in the meantime, really, we're going to be playing catch up for quite a few years, I would imagine.
We will, and the government just announced their new plan now, Housing for All, and the trust will be, you know, there's 20 billion assigned to that now.
Mm-hmm.
We will be doing everything we can to fast track as many units as we possibly can to get homeless people off the streets, both singles and families. And for example, in the pipeline at the moment, just as we speak, we have a line of sight of 81 units around Cork, a county council, and 32 units in the city. So that's about, my maths is right, about 113 that we've a line of sight on between now and the first quarter of next year.
Which is extraordinary, fairness to you. But I seen there, I think today or over the weekend, certainly, I think, was it in Germany, I see that there were, would I be correct in saying that they're on about compulsory purchases for these big renters, you know, with their idle properties and all that, and you know, and getting it out onto the market. Is that a possibility here in Ireland, or is it off the mark altogether?
No. I think we need to make as much housing development public as possible, you know, and we need to use any method. I think the housing issue is so complex that we need multiple players and multiple responses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so one of the responses we've been doing is taking commercial buildings, for example.
Yeah.
And idle commercial buildings that are owned by landlords who don't have any money to bring them back.
Yes.
To bring them back. So, for example, in Cork, two primary schools that merged in Cork into a new purposely built school. You know, we've taken the two old schools and we're going to transfer them into 4 units each.
Oh, right, yeah.
We took an old bank in the city and we're going to transfer that into, we've transferred that into 5 units. We have another bank. And so that's on the commercial side. On the housing side then, we need to, you know, any private landlord leaving the market, we need to get them off then so that the units stay in social housing. And then any of the new big developments, we need to make sure that the biggest percentage of them we can secure for public housing. We should be securing for public housing.
Yeah, and of course, like the thing is, I suppose with private developments and private properties like that, you know, it's very hard for landlords to let them up, especially when they're getting so much rent for these properties. And you know, it's harder for them to give up something like that, I would imagine.
Yeah, and yet, the Private Landlords Association would say that more people are leaving the private rental market than ever before.
I know, to boggle your mind.
Yes, but even if they are, we just need to get the properties.
Yeah.
And we need to get the properties off them. So what we're doing at the moment, we're putting a shout out to anybody in Cork who has a property, who you know, maybe doesn't have the money, maybe you inherited it, maybe it's been a family heirloom, but you haven't got the money to bring it back. And it's lying idle. And we all know those properties. You go into every little town and village, you see the properties that have been empty.
Mm-hmm.
Give the Peter McVeary Trust a ring.
Yeah.
Shout on the website. And we will talk to you about the schemes that are available and the funding we can make available to do those properties up, as long as you will work with us for social housing.
Yeah.
In Fermoy, for example, we brought back an old building. We now have seven families in there now. And the landlord got his share. We got what we needed to do them up. And we're guaranteeing that people will be in them for the next 20 years. And there are people coming off the Cork housing list. That's the main thing that your listeners want to know. We're not bringing people in from elsewhere. It's people who have been on the housing list for ages waiting for a unit. And we just need people who have properties or land or derelict sites to make contact with.
Mm-hmm. Pat, Shane here, how are you? I must admit, you do a great job. I rent myself, so I know how perilous it is in the world of renting and trying to find accommodation for rental. And I suppose what you're doing, you know, of getting people off just renting and paying HAP and getting into their own house and their social housing is freeing up the rental market a lot. So I mean, it's a win-win situation what you're doing.
It is, and you know, even if we don't own the property, we're guaranteeing 20-year rents. You know, 20-year cycles, so people have certainty. You know, as someone said to me the other day, 20-year Zumi for the moment past, my kids will be reared, so they know that for that period they're secure. But nobody who's been who gets a social housing unit for 20 years is going to be put back into HAP. You know, there'll be another unit made available by them. And usually what happens after a while is people want to renew the thing again. So HAP is one way, social renting is another. And the other way is for us to buy the property. So, and what happens with the likes of the, you know, when we go to derelict buildings, some landlords want to bring them back and keep ownership. And some landlords, when you discuss with them and engage them, they say, you know, this is all just too much hassle. Would you not buy it off me? And then there's funding for us available to buy it off them. And that way we can give you a key to the door for life. You know, because I was listening to some of the programs that were on the radio last week about people who are renting, and there's an awful lot of people now heading into their 50s and 60s who are renting, you know, and although they like the landlord and they like the property, they're not sure where they'll be, you know, when they're 65. And, you know, by getting a social tenancy with the Peter McVeary Trust or another approved housing body, you have it for life.
Mm.
You know? So it takes all that stress out of it as well. So we need to get a market that's more like our European colleagues. Loads of people live in social housing in Amsterdam and in Brussels, but they're guaranteed tenancies for life. And that's what we need to get there.
And that is the key, isn't it? You know, I suppose, as I say, I'm a renter myself, like, and I go year by year, you know, and you don't know if your rent is going to be increased the following year. So the models that they have in Germany and in Poland, where you can go in and you can actually get rental for 20 or 30 years, is definitely the model that we need in this country.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Exactly.
Yeah, so just a bit of stability, I suppose. But I tell you, but you're just putting out a call here anyway to any people in Yall or anyone around this area that are listening. If you have a vacant property, if you're not sure what to do, or if you know, if you're even thinking about something like this, go and speak to the Peter McVeary Trust at the very least, and you know, at least weigh up your options.
Absolutely, and you can go on our website if you want on www.pmvtrust.ie.
Pat, it was a pleasure talking to you, and hopefully we'll do it again soon. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.